back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively in Pappas, Glen Burnie. We're down here. I haven't had a crab cake yet. They brought me this ahi tuna salad with these noodles. It was unbelievable. I said to the waitress, I said, what should I get? She said, get that. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to get that. And when I got that, I was very, very happy. Our friends at Raskin Globe are bringing us together, as well as our friends at Window Nation and the Maryland Lottery celebrating 50 years. I've given some of these away. If anybody's won, they haven't told me yet. We're going to have some Raven scratch-offs to give away, as well as the old throwback wishbone. It is our 25th anniversary here, and we're celebrating all year long. We're celebrating 25 years of wacky signs like this. This is number 25 in our Stories of Glory. You'll be checking that out right on the front of Baltimore Positive. It's all brought to you by our friends at Curio and Curio Wellness as well. Leslie Shreve is somebody I've met several times in networking around Baltimore. There's not many things that I take more seriously than productivity. Being a small business owner who has celebrated 25 years of having an AM radio station, I've run this thing in every way possible, from a couple of guys starting it out to a bunch of people and a $1.4 million payroll and this whole thing. And then my wife got sick. And now I'm sort of like the guy on the porch in Animal House. I'm sort of an independent, as it were, at AM 1570. But I'm always trying to get more productive. I ran into you at a networking event. You gave me a card. You have this whole shtick within the elevator speech and all that stuff. And I thought, well, I'm going to be a wise guy. I'm going to invite her down because I wanted to have her on all summer. And I said, I'm going to invite you down for school to start. I have this whole thing when football season starts, like next week, day after Labor Day, first day back for school used to be. It is my first day of football season, and it's when we put the foot down. And with the Orioles, I have like 2 feet to put down now, and I need to be more productive. And when I met you, I said, I think I'm a pretty together guy. And the first thing, and this is you being a school teacher and beating me up, you're like, and somebody else, Jessica Vallis, who does my website, she did the 25th anniversary logo that you see here. She says, I'm a zero inbox person. I have zero inbox. And I'm thinking to myself, you're not me. You know, so you're getting me to zero inbox. And you wrote me back sort of flippantly. I think the last thing in my text is, I'm not there to make you more productive necessarily.
No, more organized.
More organized.
More organized.
But productive, yes.
Productive, yes. Oh, yeah. That's
but organization is the beginning of
it's
of
a
organization,
benefit. It's
right?
A side benefit. It's like icing on the cake. It's part of the process.
All right, so what's the cake? What's the recipe?
The cake is efficiency and productivity. I work with corporate executives and professionals, and I help them become up to 300% more efficient and effective and productive in as little as 4 weeks. I help them reduce stress by up to 90%, average 50% for everybody. I help them make more meaningful, powerful progress on the projects and the initiatives that matter the most to them. And when I do that for my clients, it's because we're focusing on task management, time management, and email management.
I got to get a pen. Task management.
Task, time, and email.
Task, time, and email.
And information's built in there, too.
Email would be any communication. That would be to text. However you're outbounding.
We talk about all of that. Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you meet old men that spend 5 hours a day on the phone like we used to, right? I mean, that's
sometimes, not as often.
And that can
now
be productive.
Texting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
texting
like people that golf. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, no offense, my friends at Classic Five, and I say, I had Tom Pierce on to kick off the tour back at Casas last month. I don't have 5 hours to do that. No. And my wife gets upset with me about movies and stuff. Like, I don't have 2 hours
to sit and just go like this.
You know what I mean? I sit and do this with baseball and football, mm-hmm. and sometimes with politics, and sometimes, and I love books. I mean, I wrote one, you know, mm-hmm. come get one, you know, but like, time is
money.
It's the
time
great, great equalizer in the human experience.
It is.
It is. It's what we all have the same of. It's that capital that we all have the same of,
and
how we use it. Totally. I mean, it's like an empty seat in an airline,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, once it's gone, it's gone.
It's over with. So using it wisely, and it didn't take my wife's illness or my mother's death or, mm-hmm. you know, any event like that to figure that part of it out.
You just know.
I try to use my time. I feel like it's the greatest asset I have. It's the most valuable asset I have, mm-hmm. as well as my energy and my health. Mm-hmm. So how can I use... So when you come up to me at a networking event... And I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm a pretty productive dude, you know? But, like, I do have some issues. My issues are organizational. My issues are contact management.
And technology.
Digital. And, yeah. and the fact, and this is something that would be a different vibe, that if I were your client, I'd be your biggest problem client. 32 years I've yelled into this mic, 25 mm-hmm. years I've owned the station. Mm-hmm. I have well in excess, and you know, Chad Steele might have a hard time believing this, but it's true. We have over 100,000 people that kind of hang on whatever I do, whether it's Facebook, Twitter. Mm-hmm. Not 100,000 people are going to see this video or hear this piece or be in the car, but just in general, and every one of those people at some point mm-hmm. have elbowed me, mm-hmm. rubbed up against me, had a mm-hmm. crab cake, drank a beer, I dated their daughter, I knew their sister, I went to school with them, my son. It's Baltimore, right?
It is.
And everybody expects to be respected. And I grew up in the era of growing something from nothing. Mm-hmm. So every email to me was a chance to create a customer and a friend for life.
And build a relationship.
And I've tried to do that mm-hmm. one by one mm-hmm. from taking phone calls at the station all the way through and collecting all these people. So the hardest part is the amount that can come
volume.
At me.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a day that mm-hmm. is the greatest day of everybody's year. It's a birthday, right?
Sure.
My birthday, it is an overwhelming thing on my birthday on Facebook to have 3,200 people wish me happy birthday and to feel like I really do want to say thank you or create a like or create a touch. And that is a black hole, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I do.
October 14th,
like 400. So I can't imagine 3,200.
Well, you get 400. It takes you 3 hours. It's like your wedding day.
My wife and I. On LinkedIn and Facebook.
Yeah, my wife and I went home and we had our wedding down here in Arundel County. We went home that night and we went all night through the cards.
Yeah.
Right? And that's a birthday on social media.
Yeah.
And that doesn't have anything to do with doing business, email, things you have to do, clients you have, clients you want to have, things you want to do.
It feels like a courtesy. Yeah.
Yeah, but we all get so many hours in the day. Now, I've gotten around this.
Yeah,
I'm a hot yoga guy. I'm going to have our friends from Planet Fitness on next week talk about fitness and getting it all together. Justin's going to, because I'm doing all the get back to school.
Right. Yeah.
I'm doing all that.
You're getting
feel
ready.
Good. I'm getting
That's
ready
right.
for everything for
uh-huh.
football season. And since I started doing hot yoga, I'm sort of a little bit of a maniac.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep about 4, sometimes 5, but rarely.
Wow.
I would say rare. I would say almost never. More than 5 hours a night.
Oh, my.
Or 6 hours. I mean, that would be, like,
You're
outrageous.
You're a dynamo.
So I give myself 3 or 4 more hours a day mm-hmm. than most people get.
You're right.
I do that 7 days a week, but let's say it's 6. So that gives me about 20 to 25 hours a week mm-hmm. that I am creative, working, doing the mm-hmm. things that crazy people see me do, including setting this up at Pappas. I can't imagine if I slept 10 hours a day how much less life there would be. So you right. start with a client. So let's, mm-hmm. you're going to help me today, all right?
Okay.
So Leslie, productive day. You can find her out on the web.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to me? Okay, you know my business. I have a radio mm-hmm. station. I'm a little more independent. I don't have an executive assistant. I am my own entity.
Right.
So you take me in. Do you have to get to know my vibe?
I have to have a conversation with you first, as I do with all folks who come to me and are interested in wanting to have more time, both professionally and personally at home, you know, to spend with their wives, husbands, kids, and all of that.
That is
so
the biggest problem, right?
It really is. Yeah. They're whipping open the laptop after, you know, dinner or after they put the kids to bed, and they're trying to catch up on email or catch up on tasks, and they're going from stress to burnout.
I would always pray for my school teachers, and then I dated one, and I lived with one. I had a roommate who was a school teacher, and I would see the volume.
Yeah. Of that, having to do all that when really you just need a break.
And they got
you
home
go
from
work.
School at 4:30 or 5 in the afternoon, and they had to get up at 6 in the morning.
Exactly.
Like, and then they're grading papers.
So their personal time is not their personal time. So they come to me and say, I want to be more effective at work, but I also want more time for me. So it's a lot of things for a lot of different people. So I ask them first, what do you use to keep track of things to do? And that's the one that gives me all kinds, you know, dozens
the
of responses.
List. The
well,
to-do list.
Wherever they're putting it. So I want to know where they're putting it. So they bring up everything, the old-fashioned planner.
I'm upper left. You know. I'm upper left on my screen. I have a Word document. That is my God. That's my
Bible.
That's
one of them.
Right?
Yeah.
And then things in my calendar set my people time.
Okay, that's time commitment. That's different.
I'm very
so color
coordinated.
That's fine.
Like this is yellow
tasks.
Because we're doing radio. Yellow's
right.
radio.
But that's different. That's a time commitment. So calendar and time are different in taskology.
All right, teach me this.
So,
go ahead.
So
please,
a calendar appointment is a literal time commitment where you're seeing another person. It's a call, it's a meeting, a doctor's appointment, a vacation.
Commitment.
It's literally a commitment.
Right.
Whereas a task, and a lot of my clients do this before we work together, they're chucking tasks on their calendar all over the place. But the problem with that is that it's going to take up a 30-minute spot. It might be just call Bob Smith. You know?
I have learned to do that. I put time... When I strategize, these are the 10 things I have to do.
Yeah, but we don't want to clutter up the calendar with those because they're not
no, not in the calendar. This is on my list.
On a to-do list. Right.
My list. They're I look at that and say, that's a 30-minute thing.
Right.
And I'm always... I don't black hole things. If something's a 2-hour project, I'll probably call it a 3-hour project.
Which is conservative,
right,
which is good.
That's where I need to be, because I don't short shrift myself with that.
But the issue with a teeny tiny task like calling Bob Smith might only take 2 minutes, and they might get voicemail. So now they've just sucked up a 30-minute space on their calendar for something that wasn't specific to that time of day, which is something they needed to do. But because they were afraid to forget it, they threw it on the calendar. So let's say you do that 10 different times a day.
That's
all through
sloppy,
the week.
Though.
It's sloppy, because let's say you call
it's
me...
Say, habit.
Leslie, I want you to be on my radio program, and I'm looking at my calendar, and it's filled with real-time commitments and a gazillion tasks.
So
now I've got to stop and interpret my calendar.
This is the first problem
that's the most
common problem you see.
It's one of the many, but it's a time waster right there to have to interpret your calendar and go, okay, which ones are real-time commitments and which ones are movable because they're just tasks.
I love it.
Tasks belong on a task list. Calendar appointments belong on a calendar. So the task list in Taskology, which is my system, is going to be an entire inventory of everything you need to do. We're going to get rid of the big pads, little pads, spiral pads, notepads, post-it notes, whiteboards, Excel spreadsheets, Word documents, one list. Because until you have that one list, there's no way for you to A, have awareness, and B, compare and contrast the many things on your plate
and make smart
decisions about how to spend your time.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's the prioritizing.
What moves to the front, what can
right.
be in
and
the back.
And if you can't see it all, then they've got things scrolling away and falling off your radar. And that's when expensive things can slip through the cracks, like opportunities, revenue, progress, you name it.
I would say this. So I've run the company for a long time, and I've dealt with all kinds of people, male, female, black, white, young, old, east, west, through the course of this. I was always marveled at, you don't have a calendar? How can you not? I would meet people and say, you don't know what you're doing next Tuesday?
That's a problem.
I don't know.
I have run into people
it
in
sort of
corporate
me out,
where they're not
you know?
Using their Outlook calendar very much. And I say very much. Oh, my goodness. How do you know where to be?
All right. So let's
we fix that, too.
Let's go old school here. Because I shared this picture. I don't know if you follow me on social media. I shared it the other day. And it kind of happened. And this gives me a chance to promote my 25th anniversary.
Okay.
So we're doing this 25th anniversary. It's our Stories of Glory. It's a little spin on the Memorial Stadium. Time will not dim the glory of your deeds, because our audience is really kind of what made this happen. So I'm going through the top 25 of all time, and somebody said to me, the night that Deion Sanders came to Putty Hill Station with you, with Cordell Stewart, that was a top 25 night. And I'm like, it might be. I have the tape of it. I have some pictures. And I'm like, when exactly was that night? Mm-hmm. And I remember he played two seasons, 04 and 05. So you know what I did in the old era, and you're going to be really proud of me, because I would be a good student for Leslie Shreve at Productive Day. I found literally every one of my date minders from my youth. So this is literally, if you look at it, this is every date minder in my history. So that's 2008, 6, and I put them all in order. So they started in 1988. So from the time I was 20 years old, because I was juggling concert, Getty Lee's calling me to be interviewed. I'm at a hockey game. I got a girl I'm trying to make time with. I'm a parent. My parents are both alive. All of this is going on. Mm-hmm. 1988, 89.
Wow.
And you can see 89, 90, 90, 91, 91, 92. That little spiral didn't like that. The pages ripped out. I went back to 93. And then these were the best. These were the weeklies. And these were literally the size of my phone. It literally would... It's identical, and it would fit in the ass pocket of my Levi's in Dundalk in the 90s, right? And in the old days, you'd have the comb, like Fonzie at the skate land. My date minders, each one of these, for 20 years of my life. So you can see from 1989, there's 05, 6, 7, 8, 9, and you can see it ends at 10. Mm-hmm. Now, you know why it ended at 10. Because Google came along,
yes.
And the iPhone came along.
That's right. Technology.
And I remembered in 2010, and I had a bigger company then, 8 and 9 and 10. I had a bigger company. I had a general manager who was in his 60s. He had an assistant who was in her 30s. I had a bunch of old sports fan guys, many are on the fan these days, that worked for me. And I called everybody into the basement of the radio station. I said, we're going digital.
Yeah.
And I was always the guy where my partner, Steve Hennessy, thank you to Steve for helping create this 25 years ago, would always say to me, get your calendar out.
Yeah.
So in the 90s, we were trying to grow a business, And we had no way, really, for him to know if 2 o'clock on Thursday was a good time
yes.
for me to meet with Miller Lite about $100,000 sponsorship.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So he would call me and say, get your calendar out.
Mm-hmm.
He literally, that's the old days, the flip phone, you know, the cell one, yeah. big bat phones.
Yes.
And he'd say, hey, Thursday, 2 o'clock, and I get my
yeah.
That thing was
Whip
in. I
out.
Never lost one, as you can see.
It's good.
I never lost them. I misplaced them, but I never lost them. But I never wore them out either because yeah. they were so important to me. Mm-hmm. And now every part of my life for all 21, every day of my life, mm-hmm. those 21 years, mm-hmm. is in that box.
Yeah.
And you've just seen it.
And now you're digital.
So
I think I went digital in 2004.
Okay.
Maybe five.
Well, I had other yeah. people I had to bring in. I went digital.
BlackBerry.
I went digital in 6. A friend of mine came to my house, mm-hmm. and she said to me, you're one of the smartest people I know. You have this business. You're sort of famous. You got to get an Apple. You got to get an Apple computer. It's going to change your life.
Right.
And she brought me this. It looked like a toy. It was mm-hmm. a little white. She'd mm-hmm. just gone to law school.
Yeah.
Thank you, Meg, Hockey Meg. She brought it over. She's like, you're going to play with this computer until you're going to get up and buy it.
Yeah.
And you can afford it, so go buy yeah. it. And I bought it. And that.
So you've been Apple all the
I
way.
I created WNST.net mm-hmm. that summer of 06.
Mm-hmm.
I saw my life beyond AM radio
yeah.
in 06.
You had a vision.
I saw that we could be here 25 years later if I did it right.
Yeah.
So back to a couple stories. So
yeah.
trying to sit in front of my staff and get them to get a Google Calendar so that the old Steve Hennessy could just make an appointment for me
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, Leslie's going to be 3 o'clock on Wednesday. I'm going to put it in your calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Or people now, like really techie people, have to go in and sign up on their little thing for my half an hour block time. I'm offended by that, by the way. Like I shouldn't be. But
that people put things on your calendar? Or that
I won't let that.
You won't let
no,
that
I won't
happen.
Let that
yeah, that's
happen.
What happens in corporate all the time.
It's, you give
sadly.
A permission.
You well, it's an invite. You can turn it down, but a lot of people don't. They just accept it, and I try to help them understand how they can negotiate that because everybody's stealing their time. People keep chucking
right.
stuff on their calendar. And since I work in Microsoft Outlook and everybody's on Microsoft Outlook, generally in corporate, a few have turned over to Google, but most of them are on Microsoft. People are just stealing their time right and left because they're filling up every 30
minutes. It's like a vampire,
block.
Right?
It's awful. And
yeah.
I tell them, you don't have to accept it. You can weigh it. It depends on who it is.
Well,
so
it's,
take into
part
consideration.
Of it's feeling like you're in control. I own my company, so I have a different level of what I'm willing to accept and not accept
exactly.
and where the bar is. If you're mad at me, then be mad at me. But
the
like, there's only
I
one
work
of me.
With, right. The executives I work with, they have control of their time, but they're, I think too often they're accepting what everybody's just throwing on their calendar.
Right.
And I'm saying, hey, Mr. or Mrs. C-level executive, you don't have to do that. You can move things around. Some automatically know that, and some feel like they need permission from me or somebody else.
From a productivity standpoint, I would say the most amount of time in my life I've wasted have been on meetings with people that would just show up.
Unproductive meetings.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to make them productive in
yeah.
in a... If I wrote an email that was a 2-page email to 15 employees at any point, 2 of them may read it all the way through. 10 of them was discarded. 3 of them would maybe get whatever they were interested in the email,
mm-hmm.
not what I needed to have for the company,
mm-hmm.
which was just, I mean, I don't sit here and bitch about running the company, but like, that's why I don't have that anymore.
Well, a 2-page
and then you would
long.
Have a meeting and they all didn't like you anyway.
Yeah.
So you sat in there and they're kind of looking at you like, oh, it's a meeting with the boss.
Yeah.
I hated all that. Ray's coming in a little while. He'll talk about that. But the productivity of that felt like more wasted time than anything
mm-hmm.
is trying
it still
to
happens
convey.
In corporate. And I help them with that too.
I can't, I mean, like my wife has been remote for a long time and
mm-hmm.
and she's a worker. So my wife's
yeah.
a worker. She
yeah.
loves being remote.
Yeah.
She's a little bit isolated and that's good.
That is good.
But the whole notion of like getting called into meetings in a traditional
yes.
1980s office setting.
Still happens.
Wow, what wasted capital.
Or even on Zoom, right.
right?
Because people don't have agendas. They don't have minutes. They don't have what they're going to talk about. They don't even give the materials out until everybody gets to the meeting. And that's what's most unproductive. If you want a decision to be made at that meeting, you give them the materials up front, ahead of time. Have them bring the decision to the meeting.
Right.
So you're not sitting there spinning your wheels talking about it. Give
and
them
then take this home and read it. No,
yeah.
read it before we get to the meeting.
Get to the meeting and
right.
give us your thoughts. Then that way it's much more productive.
So I get these old minders out trying to find this Deion Sanders
mm-hmm.
date. And it led me to take a picture. And this is 3 days. I did this Saturday. So I took these pictures Saturday. And it was like serendipity that you were coming to me. that I would show you what
mm-hmm.
what organization looked like for me. The,
right.
the basis
mm-hmm.
of the foundation of... I've always had my ish together to some degree, but always felt like I'm 1 U away from kicking the ball like Justin Tucker.
Yeah, a lot of people. Right. And of course, in corporate, in the similar sense, people have said to me, gosh, I had it together in the early part of my career. And then this
kids
happened.
Kids came, wife
then
came, system changed.
Promotion, more people
somebody else
in my
did
department.
It for me, right?
Or, well, that too. And then now they're like, it's falling apart. Help.
So when you find them, and the whole spectrum, you find somebody like me who thinks I'm better than I am, right?
Some people come in like that.
But just, I would think you probably find way messier small business owners who are still taking orders at the bar on the yellow and pink, you know, paper, you know, what was that? Carbon paper.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally, yeah. I still see some. I'm from Dundalk. I mean, I go around.
Yeah.
I see places that are cash only sometimes. You know,
right.
There are some old school places.
Right.
But I think the digital part for businesses to have everything automated, whether it's payroll, you know, paying bills.
That's important.
I mean, you know, my partner Scott, who takes care of all my clients pay every month. Thank God.
Yeah.
I don't chase them looking for a check. Like the old way of doing things.
Yeah.
But there are still executives you find that I'm sure are using those calendars or doing really, you have to bring them a long way.
A little bit. And 99% of my clients are in corporate. So I'm not working with a lot of small business owners.
So they have
unless
computers.
They have a team or they're a much bigger company.
Okay.
You know, they're bringing in a million or two or something. So usually it's the folks in corporate who are stuck with Microsoft Outlook, and they might even hate it, but I love it. I've been working with it for 30 years. And I know a lot of people do. It's okay. But what they've got is a situation that's spinning out of control, whether or not they have a team or an assistant or anything. And it doesn't even matter if they have an assistant. A lot of times people will say just the opposite, which is, oh, well, I don't need to be, you know, I don't need productivity. I have an assistant. And I go, hold on, time out. There are things that only you can do that you can't give
your
assistant everything.
You can make her more productive,
too. Well, they can be more productive, too. But let's say they're rocking and rolling, but that executive, he can't give all his emails to her or him. No, you've got your own CEO stuff to do. So let's still talk, because you still have the emails that only you can reply to, the time that you need to strategize, and the time that you need to do only the tasks that you can do. So I don't say all that to the person who says to me, I don't really need any productivity. I walk away.
Okay, task, time, and what was the third one? Task, time, and email.
And email.
Or communication, let's say, right?
Sure.
So when you find someone, you really are Dr. Melfi a little bit, right? Like, you're kind of like, you're right? Like, it's sort of like, tell me how you do this again, and then do you find people that are really good at it?
I just dive in and fix them, because we don't look back to how they got there or what they're doing now.
Okay.
They'll tell me that on the first 45-minute call, which is really just a discovery call. So I can ask them all these questions. What are you using to keep track of things to do? How many emails are in your inbox? How much more time would you like to have? And all the things that are happening now, what's not working. And then if they sign on at that point, then the first appointment we have, which is all virtual, is starting the fix job. I start building Taskology, because that's the system I created and trademarked. And so that's based on
Taskology. You
Taskology.
Own that word.
I do. It's trademarked.
That's pretty good.
It's called Taskology.
I mean, I've used that word before, maybe. With I probably should have given you 5 cents for it.
No,
I don't know.
Productive Day and Taskology are both
Taskology.
Trademarked. Yeah, so that's the system. It's based in Outlook. So Taskology is not software. It's a methodology for the technology. So we're using the Outlook task list, but not the default screens. I change it around. I simplify it. I make it easy for people. And then it's easy for them to build it with everything they need to do, have to do, want to do, even dream of doing. But not all in one day.
Right.
All in one
it's
system.
It's a process.
It's an inventory, but there is a day-to-day plan and how to prioritize from day to day and plan and how to handle pending tasks and things you're waiting for from other people, ideas, delegated tasks, you name it. It's all in there. And that way, then they have mission control. It's one dashboard.
I never understood, and if Mr. Statham were here, he'd laugh at me, but I never understood why I was in school when I was in school, right? Like, going to history class and going to English class, you know, seven periods in middle school where you change teachers and situations and all. Boy, it's like incredible preparation for real life with homework, preparedness, brushing your teeth, eating
routines
lunch,
will
routine,
save you. Yes,
moving from this thing to that thing.
And imagine
thing.
The kids that don't get that. Like, if it doesn't click, how much of a struggle it is for them
to put that together as a 30-year-old
college or to get through the work world in their 20s, you know, it's hard. I don't work with them, but, you know, I might meet them later when they're 40 or 50.
I go back to this. Like, I had, you know, some college-educated staff, but certainly everybody went to high school and had structure and had parents through my employees. Like, the 50 or 60 people I ever employed, mm-hmm. have few of them. Mm-hmm. I could, in their real life, when they came to me, in whatever, the 1990s, I've done this for 30 years, they came to me and I have a first meeting with them and say, well, get your calendar out. And they're mm-hmm. like, I don't have a calendar.
That's mind-blowing.
And, like, and I'm like, I don't mean that on a work level. Like, you don't know, like, what you have tickets for a concert for,
exactly.
or for, like, any
yeah, or to
sort
pick
of
your kids up
or like an engagement
game.
With a friend
right.
to meet them for
dinner
a drink
right.
or just a calendar to see when the Ravens are playing if that's what's important to you.
Exactly.
You know, whatever it is, I just sort of like
they're trying to keep it up in their head and that's falling apart.
It's sort of like somebody spending their day not knowing what time of the day it is.
Right.
How do you make a meeting?
Right.
How do you ever connect
that's
with anybody?
That's when things slip through the cracks, Nestor. Yeah. That's when they slip through the cracks. They're trying to keep a lot in their head. And as we get older, and you and I are in our 50s, it doesn't work that well. It does not work at all.
That is what they say. I got it all in my head.
Yeah,
I got it all in my head.
I've had people say that to me before they learn taskology. I have too much in my head. And they can't, you know how stressful that is?
I can't imagine being that person and then mm-hmm. finding someone like you and giving myself up to, oh, being organized. Wow, I can get more stuff done. I mean, I'm organized. I just have too much stuff.
Yeah, and I'm going to help them be more productive. And then being organized is going to be that sidetrack. Imagine holding everything in your head and you're trying to have a conversation with one of your colleagues or one of your team members. I've had people tell me that they have so much trouble focusing on what that person is saying because they're trying to run this reel in their head of all the things they're trying so hard not to forget. And then they're not giving their all to that conversation.
Right.
And people can tell. And then they walk away from that and go, God, what did I just talk about?
Well, the worst part for me is I try to stay sure. I do radio, you know, 3 to 5 hours a day, 4 or 5 days a week. I've been doing it for 32 years, right? Mm-hmm. I took some years off, but 25 of the 32 years, I do this every day of my life. Mm-hmm. As you'll see, I don't have notes.
Right.
Like, I never have notes.
Yeah.
And it would drive Moeller batshit. I mean, like, he was a school teacher, and, like, yeah. he would send me all this prep stuff for Stuart Pittman that I would barely read. I mean, I'm not a bad student, but for what I do here, if I needed notes for you, I'd have them.
Well, note-taking
you know,
is personal. If
Wes Moore
yeah,
were here, or
right.
if Cal were, it didn't matter. Like, I may have a few things to write down. Yeah. I actually almost wrote things down for Ray, because Ray, it's more like memories mm-hmm. that he and I have. But I brought some of this stuff to sort of trigger
yeah.
along.
Yeah.
He's here. Look, he's arrived. Look, there he is.
Yeah, not everybody needs that.
No gummies notes. For you before the show, all right? Come on now. Yeah, he's here.
That's so funny.
So people are calling me, robocaller.
Yeah.
So finding people who haven't even had a calendar, you're not at that level. You're finding
no,
people that
corporate.
Are...
They've got Outlook. They might be using the calendar. They're not using the task list. And if they are using it, they're using it wrong.
And they're
and
also
wrong,
coming to you with a pain that they're like... That they're admitting
is,
to you. Like,
oh,
I'm admitting
yes.
to you I
oh,
could
yes.
be better. I admitted that to you when I met you. And,
they say,
and,
I want to be better. They're saying, I can't do this anymore.
Okay.
I can't
so
do
it's
this
a pain.
Anymore.
It's a pain.
Oh,
it's point.
Awful for
it's
them.
A pain point.
Because they're buried in hundreds of emails that are now scrolling off the screen, and with it go the tasks, reminders, opportunities, networking events, information, questions, requests. They're all scrolling
well,
away.
There's nothing worse than overwhelm.
And oh, it's
I was
awful.
Feeling that this weekend, and yeah. honestly, I think of you like you're yeah, a little bit of an angel in my life since I met you, because your card's been on my desk, and I told you that when I met
yeah.
you, because like it is at the top of my mind to not waste time. I have too much to do, and I have too much ambition.
Well, right,
yeah, where I am in my life right now to make change, and anybody that follows me
like
knows
said,
my passion and all
short.
That. And I'm sort of feeling my mojo again in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Bisciotti will learn that next week when he reads, but.
So imagine.
And finding time, and I said to you when I met you, and I'll give you a chance to tell me about this, because I have these apps on my phone, because
mm-hmm.
I downloaded them, like everybody, Christmas time, I get
mm-hmm.
extra time,
mm-hmm.
first of the year, I'm going to change things,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I downloaded Remember the Milk,
mm-hmm.
RTM,
mm-hmm.
and I downloaded a couple of these other little apps
mm-hmm.
that are apps designed to make you more productive.
Productive.
Right, of course.
Right, of course.
And maybe it would work for me and my wife if I had 3 kids to have the list of like getting cheese at the Wise when I'm, you know, not, don't forget the olives or whatever.
Right.
But what you're doing, it's a different level.
It alleviates that.
Okay.
So a lot of people come to me and they say, oh, I've got this cool app for my tasks, or this new email app on my phone, or I've got this for to-dos, my legal pad, my planner. Like, they're trying to find these solutions, but they've made a hobby out of it. They've made a hobby of looking for tips, tricks, tactics, shortcuts, apps, and hacks. And Taskology takes that all away, takes that off their shoulders and off their plate, and I give them a system that includes everything so they don't have to do that anymore because it synchronizes with your iPhone. The tasks automatically synchronize with to-dos on the iPhone, and then usually because they're on a company server, everything else they've got on their phone already, calendar, email, notes, and contacts. So, and I'm not an IT person.
Well,
I do not get involved in that.
To making a to-do list.
You can, but I can give them the list that they should be using. Like, here, make it simple. Keep it easy. It doesn't have to have color categories, bells, whistles, and all the stuff that people get lost in when they get things on their phone. They get lost in the bells and whistles. I've had so many people say that to me. Leslie, I wasn't working on my work. I was working on setting up the system.
Right on.
It's awful. And this takes all that away.
See, like once a week, and this is what I was talking about this weekend, because I'm in a little bit of a work slowdown this week. I'm not doing a whole lot.
It's August.
Labor Day.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really gearing up for next week. Next
right.
Tuesday's the beginning of
Everybody
school.
Everybody is.
So this is a little bit of like a holiday, and a holiday for me is work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Vacation's a vacation.
Right.
Holidays, Christmas.
Yeah.
Always Christmas because everything shuts down
yes.
and I can get ready for the next
yes.
year.
Yes, uninterrupted.
Totally uninterrupted.
Yes.
Nobody's bothering me. Nobody's expecting a meeting.
That's right.
Nobody's expecting me to be anywhere or to be great. I don't have to shave, any of that. So this week is that week for me.
Yes.
And on Saturday morning, I sat down and said, all right, here's everything I have to get done by next Monday night, by Labor Day night when I go to bed, mm-hmm. and we're now 6 days left for
mm-hmm.
the time.
That's true.
I'm about 5 days into my productivity. I'm kicking ass right now, Les.
That's great.
I am.
I love it.
What I did was on Saturday morning, and I do this periodically when I'm ready to rev up and say, all right, I put all my tasks in one place. This is at the top. This is in the middle. This is at the end. This is what I'm going to do on Saturday. This is what I'm going to do on Sunday. And then on Monday, I go in. And I'm like, didn't get that done, but I got all these other things done. And then they moved to the Monday list, and it'll get, you know, it's just about time that I couldn't, because I'm overambitious, right?
Yes.
I just am.
Overachiever.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But I'm in the middle of this, and I even said to my wife this morning, and I haven't felt great the last couple of days, but I said, I just haven't had a lot of energy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, I'm where I need to be.
Yeah.
And here's my gift to myself. Styx and REO Speedwagon are playing at the Allentown Fairgrounds tomorrow
cool.
night, Wednesday
mm-hmm.
night. And I said, if I can get everything done by 2 o'clock, if I get
That's
to the 50-yard line,
yeah.
I'm going to take 10 hours,
yep.
going to go rock and roll,
yes.
I'm going to come back. And dive back in, you know?
You know, and you have a lot more control over your time than the typical corporate exec.
Of course.
Because they have between 30 and 130 tasks on their task list once we build it. Not all for today, this week, or this month, mind you, because we talked about that. But
short-term, long-term?
No, it's all in there with
okay.
a plan. And
okay.
we get away from that notion of short-term and long-term.
Why is that bad?
Because every single project, task, needs to be a teeny tiny action step. We break it all down. So I have 5 characteristics that make a task a task. And you'd be surprised how many people are filling up their Word document or their legal pad or their planner with a jumble of stuff. It's like a hodgepodge of big things, little things, projects, small tasks, multi-step tasks.
Why
well,
try
ideas.
To keep the verbs
it's
off?
It's all mixed.
You know, call, do,
right.
write. I just put names.
Right, and that can be problematic. So the way I teach the creation of the task, it's surprising that folks don't know how to create a task for action to actually get it done. So we're breaking it down. I have a formula for it, and I teach everybody how to do that. So every single thing on their list is the first action step so that when they get there, they know exactly what they're going to do. There's no hesitation and no procrastination. It's not a project. It's the first step to get
just what
something
I gotta
going.
Do.
Yeah. And so that's why it's not long-term, short-term anymore. Do they need to get it started maybe in December? Sure. But we're not classifying it. That's another bell and whistle that's holding people up. They go, I don't want to think about that. That's long-term. No. Too much time could go by, and you could get to next May and completely forget that you needed to get this started in January. So we're going to get that action step on the task list so that you know exactly. You've already thought it through, and you'd be surprised. Every single task in Taskology starts with a verb. Can't leave it out.
Do?
Oh, call, create, review, revise, consider, send, No, it's not do. It's specific to what they're trying to accomplish. So that's part of the formula. But it's really specific. There's a lot to it, but it's simple. It's been called simple, logical, and easy to use.
I already feel like a bad student.
No, not at all. It's got to have a verb, though. You need something to incite action. And it shows you've already thought it through.
Leslie Shreve is a productive day, taskology. I'm having compelling conversations with her off the air. I figured we'd have one on the air at least. So you said to me, you're not going to make people more organized. You're going to make them more productive.
And being organized is a byproduct of that. It will happen, but that's not the end all be all.
What would you say to somebody out here who can't afford you, doesn't need you like that on a corporate level? They're just a mom at home, or they're just somebody that works, that goes to a job where they don't feel like
book.
They have to have a calendar.
Buy my book, yeah.
Because I think everybody could benefit by having a better strategy, whether it's just to feel good or have fun or see things you want to see or whatever that bucket list. Mm-hmm. I mean, it starts with a little bucket list. This is the stuff I want to do in my life, right?
It's your why. Like, why do you want to achieve? Why do you want to be more productive? What are you? Why are you here? Are you spinning your wheels?
Well, I did want to place in Malay, and then Lahaina burned down. So I don't know. I got to find a new place.
Exactly.
I'm afraid of Lahaina. I'm afraid of what I thought I found it. Now maybe it's Dundalk. Yeah. I'm not sure. Maybe it's Glen Burnie. We're down here in Glen Burnie. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Leslie is our guest here. We're celebrating 25 years. Ray Bachman's going to come on here and probably embarrass me, which I love. That's why I invited him. Quite frankly, I brought some old pictures of Ray and I and some old signs. We're celebrating 25 years of doing what we're doing, and our friends at Window Nation also celebrating with 10% off through Labor Day, 866-90-NATION. I get to wear the fun bucket hat. I have some old Miller Lite. Yeah, it's a good look.
It's
an end of summer look for me. It feels like when I wear this, I should have the white suntan lotion on my nose.
Yes, and be sitting on a dock fishing.
Somewhere. Well, yeah, or reading a book, maybe on your productivity. All of it also brought to you by friends at Raskin Global. Leonard has given me, this is productive. This is a crab mallet that has a beer opener.
It has a beer opener. I see that.
So, yeah, it's
that's
two
pretty
for
handy.
One.
I like that.
Well, you got to have a strategy.
Yeah,
and Leonard Raskin, his strategy is the American dream and investing money and making sure that you're doing it wisely and using your time and money well. So it's a little, and by the way, Pappas is his favorite crab cake, so
mine too.
I know he's sorry.
Mine too.
Really?
Yes.
This is your joint.
It is. I just go to the one in Cockeysville.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, so I've done many shows in Cockeysville, Mike Bordick, a bunch of folks. So we're here. We've been up in Bel Air because they just opened, and Parkville's going to be my next
fantastic
stop. I've threatened Justin on that. But I remember when this was a Bennigan's, and as I told the county executive, we always hated coming to Anne Arundel County because we had to go to the DMV to get our license. Anybody that's our age, right?
Yes.
Like, oh man,
I head up to Westminster because of where I grew up. I was up in Baltimore County.
Yeah,
that's
Dundalk,
why.
We had to come across the Key Bridge, and everybody in the neighborhood would always, I got to go to the DMV on Monday.
Well, nobody likes to go to any of them.
Well, and that's productivity.
It's a time suck.
Well, digital has made everything a lot better.
Oh, it has.
I mean, whether it's buying tickets, going to airplanes, buying things, ordering things online.
Right, but it's how you use it at work that matters the most. Yeah,
I'm a little addicted to buying Pacifica belt buckles right now. It's cost me some productivity in my time. But
everybody's got their thing.
But it's my hobby. It's my hobby at this point. Tell everybody how they can find you, your book, and all that good stuff. If they want to learn more, Leslie's been a good sport to come out here
productive
today,
so. Well, thank you for inviting me. It's been fun. You can find me at productiveday.com. And the book is Taskology, How to Unleash the Power of Your Most Productive Workday. That is on our website, productiveday.com.
So they can buy your book?
They can buy my book. If they want a deep dive, then let's have a chat. DM me, follow me on LinkedIn, connect with me, send me an email.
I see you at networking events all the time with corporate leaders, and I don't know if I can afford you or need you that much. I think I certainly could be better.
You don't have Microsoft Outlook, so we're not a good fit. Yeah.
You
have Google.
So,
I know.
So
don't worry about it.
I rarely see my wife in tears or near tears from work.
Oh,
okay?
My. Yeah.
So, my wife's been a 32-year project engineer at Verizon. She's got a beautiful career. She's brilliant. She's beautiful. She's healthy. But she's working from home now, and we have her all set up. We're not doing a kitchen table like we were during the plague. So she's all comfortable. And she gets up every day, coffee, the cat, feed the birds, like all that.
Love it.
Come sits down. And at 10 after 8, I went in, and she was like manic.
Oh.
And I'm like, what's up? Yeah. She's like, my files, they're all gone. Everything's gone. Everything since March, every single thing I've done. And it's a server issue thing.
For the company she works with.
For the company she works with, right? It's I looked and I'm like, it's Microsoft Page.
And
that's where I get
blame.
My
own.
Yeah, I get, you know.
Well, Taskology is Taskology. Right. It's, you know, we're just using it as a platform. And most of the time it works. Hey, and we're celebrating.
You're this mysterious woman in my life, Leslie, with this Taskology productivity thing.
And celebrating, you know? 20 years.
Well,
so
I showed you my
about.
Calendars
yes,
from the 80s and 90s.
I had the Franklin Covey planner up until 2003.
You were probably all Ubered out before any of this started, right?
I was lugging that
were
around.
Were you BlackBerried?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course you were BlackBerry.
Of course I had a BlackBerry.
I knew you were BlackBerry.
Right.
I looked at you and I said, you're
switch.
BlackBerry.
Yeah, and I hold on to my technology too long, like the phones. I got to upgrade. I just did.
My biggest issue, and if any anybody out there is listening and you can help me, I need a nerd. And you, in your space,
you need a Google nerd.
No, I can't believe I do. I need
Apple nerd.
I need someone to pull in all of these email addresses, mm-hmm. contacts, and whatever the systems that
right.
Apple
yeah.
identifies a contact
yeah.
versus what Verizon 20
yeah, see,
years ago.
Your pain point is contact.
Like Ray
see?
Is in my phone and from 1996
yeah.
on a flip phone
yeah.
that I had to put digits in. It's in some calendar that Verizon used to use with Bell Atlantic 20
yeah.
years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it's not integrated.
Yeah.
So I pull up an app on my Apple
yeah.
to get his text won't show up. My son mm-hmm. has a non-Verizon. He's got one of those bandit planted
oh.
phone things
yeah.
that nobody, T-Mobile, whatever, I don't know what it is, and it doesn't show up.
Yeah, like, yours is a special project.
It's
I don't even get
it's
into
crazy.
Contacts at that depth.
Who do
that's
I call?
Deep, I don't know.
If I don't
but
call
I'm the
you.
Microsoft nerd.
I thought you were that person for
I,
me.
I wish I could be, but I'm sorry.
But you got
to
be connected
find a Google
to this.
Apple nerd.
Please, be on the lookout for
find
me.
One.
That's your homework.
I will keep my ears open.
All right,
yes,
productive
thank you
day.
So
go
much.
Find her, Taskology. and, you know, everybody can be a little bit more productive. So I'm just trying to do that and have a little bit of fun. Mm-hmm. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. You're going to get number 35 for Adley Rutschman, or is that Mike Messina? I'm not sure. It is. The lottery sponsors us. We give winners away all the time. John Martin will be here. Big appreciation for them. Our friends at Window Nation have had the fun hat on, and Raskin Global as well. We're at Pappas in Glen Burnie. Come on down, have a crab cake. Get that crazy
yes.
ahi tuna salad thing. It was delicious. Mm. It's her favorite crab cake. It's
love it.
Leonard Raskin's favorite.
And the desserts here. Oh, my goodness.
Pappas is great, man.
They're
I'm so pleased that they're
amazing.
Sponsoring us now. So mm-hmm. big appreciation that, and I haven't been to the Glen Burnie location. They sell lottery tickets in the back, too. So
yeah.
Ray Bachman will be here. This is going to be kind of like the living legend coming back up. I found all of our old pictures. This guy and I have been together for 30 years, across state lines. Doing illegal... Did we do anything illegal? Probably once or twice we did illegal things. We
and live to tell about it.
It was last century. It doesn't even matter. It's like, you know. Ray Bachman will be here, our longtime executive producer. We're at Pappas. Stay with us. It's our 25th anniversary. We're having fun. Happy Labor Day.